Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir, where we were discussing the hashimata, the omission of the rif, of the din of Rova, that Migudah have a different thing in Sukkah. This is a war for Sukkah, it's a war for Shabbos. And we said, all right, because it's enough for the Tzuras HaPesach. So once you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need to come on to the Migudah. But then we saw that the Ran brings that there's also going to, you need the Migu when it comes to a, where one wall, the eastern wall is extended beyond where the western wall is, and it's kosher within Psal Yotze. So why don't we say there, it's going to be kosher Migu Davidofen Inyan Sukkah, Migu Davidofen Inyan Sukkah Avidofen Inyan Shabbos, and we saw because the Rashi will hold that it's midin defanos, and the Rosh and the Ran will hold that it's midin defanos. The walls extended, so you have to come onto the Migu. But according to the Rosh, it's not a din in the defanos. Also, according to the Tur, the walls aren't extended b'chlal. If one wall is further than the other, and it's kashim midin psal yotze, but rather it's because the Schach extends, it's within Hechsher Schach, not Hechsher walls, and therefore they have no bearing on Shabbos, and that's why the Rif didn't pass in the Din of Rava, because there's no Nafkamina. You have a Tzuras HaPesach anyway, it's Beseder Mitzad, the Tzuras HaPesach, this third wall. And if you know, in the case of the Psal HaYotzeh, that's not Midin Tefanos, so that has no bearing on Shabbos. That's a summary, Tamsis, what Mash Dibanu Ba Shiur HaKodem. Shav Nachanam Shichal HaShuv, Al Pi Torato. Shel Moriv Rabbi Hagoyna Godol Rabbi Rafaela Koin Kunstler Shlita. The Ran Behemshech Dvor of Kosav Shemidarabonon, that Midarabonon it's Poshut that you need a Migu. Because on Shabbos it's not enough to have three walls. On Shabbos you need either a fourth wall or, if it's a chotzer, you need a pass arba tfochim, or you need a lechi or a koira b'mavui. You need a beam or a bar if we're dealing with a mavui like we see in Erevin. So on Shabbos, you need some sort of fourth wall. So this Ganze Migu is only going to be a din that maybe midoy reis you can do without the migu, but not the rabbanon. The rabbanon you definitely need the migu, because sukkah three walls is beseder gamur. Not on Shabbos. Shabbos the rabbanon you need something for the fourth wall. So mid the rabbanon pshita deloy sagi beloy migu. That mid the rabbanon it's definitely pashut that you can't do without the migu. Maybe the reis you can because you can have it tzuras haPesach. But not the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon of Avada, you need the Migu, because on Shabbos you need the fourth wall, and Sukkah you don't have the fourth wall. So in order to be Matir Tiltel, you're going to need a Migu for Shabbos. Ad Kan, Divrei Aran. So then we have a Kash again on the Rosh. What's going to be our Kash on the Rosh? Our Kash is going to be, since you take an idemigu on a derabonin level, so how can the rif not paskin the member of Rova? Migu davidofin in sukkah, migu davidofin in sukkah, davidofin in Shabbos. You're at midor reise, maybe you have a tzuras haPesach in the sukkah, you can get away with it. You don't need the migu, you get away without the migu, but with the rabbanon you need the migu for the fourth wall. So, to give you a fourth wall on Shabbos, which you don't have. So me that it works for Sukkah works for Shabbos. So how can the Rif didn't pass in this? How can the Rosh say, no, you can do without the Migu according to the Rif? No, you can't. Not the Rabbanon. L'choira, hayamokom lodim b'das ha-Rosh, v'be'emes ha-Rosh sover shemid Rabbanon, v'yinir arba mechitzis l'Shabbos, you can't be matir al-yidei Migu. But since it's a sukkah, it's a daifin for sukkah, it's a daifin for Shabbos. Because Be'emez ze gufa de mahani migu b'chai gav nitzarech biyu tuva. Tenehi da'idei migu havi shapil doifin l'shabiz. So, that a migu should work in such an instance is not so pashut. Because it's true. It's a doifin l'shabiz. The sukkot fanos work for Shabbos, but there's not a mechitza revius. So how can you bechlal say a migu? Since it works for sukkah, it's a doifin for sukkah. Migu davi doifin linyan sukkah. It's also a doifin linyan Shabbos. Not pitom. It's still not going to be matir for Shabbos, because on Shabbos you need a fourth doifin. So you're right, whatever's a doifin for sukkah is a doifin for Shabbos. Terrific, but Shabbos needs a fourth doifin and it doesn't have it. So you can't create a doifin for Shabbos yesh me'ayin. So how would you say a migu linyan sukkah? It's also for Shabbos. Shabbos needs a fourth wall, and sukkah doesn't have the fourth wall. זה קשה מאוד. ולהלן, בעזרת השם, נדון בזה. So, ממילא, we could say that that's the opinion of the Rosh. And the whole nidon of Migu is דווקא לדין תורה. And the maskona that we require at Tzuras HaPesach, the riff was mashmit is din. Because midoraisa, you're beseder, because you have Tzuras HaPesach in the third wall. And midrabbanan, the Migu doesn't work at all. So there was no reason for the rif to pass in this halacha. However, it's clear that what we just said is not true. And it would appear poshut that even according to the Rosh, it's mutter b'metaltel, even the Rabbanan. And don't tell me, please, I ask politely, don't tell me that the whole migu is only migu d'oraisa, and the migu doesn't work for the din de Rabbanan of carrying. No. According to the Rosh, you can even carry with the Rabbanon. Because Ayin Bekitzu Piske HaRosh Besimin Zayin, that he writes, Sukkah She'asu Yishnaim Kihochasam Veshlishis, the Tefach Kihochaso, Mutter Letalto Bo Afilu B'Shabbos. So the Rosh Paskins in the Kitzu Piske HaRosh, that if you have a Sukkah 2 and 1, 2 Kihochasan and 1 Kitab B'Tefach, so the din is that you're allowed to carry even B'Shabbos. So you see that it works even with the Rabbanon. And so Paskin the Tur Lehedya, and Simon Tov Reish Lamed Ayin Sham. And if the opinion of the Rosh was to Aser B'chai Gavna, Ech Sosem Atul B'Kitzur Psokov, Lahatir V'lo Hiskir Klal Das HaRosh. The Tur wrote the Kitzur Piske HaRosh. It was there's a sefer Piske HaRosh, which is written by the Rosh, but the Kitzo Piske HaRosh was written by the Tur, where he does a Sikum Tamsiti, where he summarizes his father's Psokin. So how can the Tur be so saying that you can carry on Shabbos if it's Shnayim Kiyochasam Shtofilu Tefach, if it's not the way the Rosh Paskins? So the Tur Paskins that way in the Tur, and he Paskins that way in the Kitzur Piske HaRosh. So it must be that this Migu even works the Rabbonon. And if you look at the Lashon of the Rosh, you see B'dvarav Mevur Lehedya, that it's even effective to Rabbanon. And Adarava, the Makor for the Kitzur Psakim is Neivea Midvarav Mefurashim V'Rosh. Sharei Kasev B'tam Ashmatis Harif Mishum Shepasek Shetzor Etzuras HaPesach U'milsa D'Pshiti Kevin Dika Gemur Chitzis Ma'al Yisa D'Amrinan Migu. So he writes, you know why the Rif was Mashmit this din? Because he paskin that you require Tzuras HaPesach, and it's a milsa de pshita that since the three mechitzas that we say migu, and this when he concludes that we say migu, it's very difficult to understand, because he's explaining why the rif was mashmit this migu, and the chora what he's trying to say is that you don't need the migu, so why does he say in the end that you need the migu? So the answer is you need a migu for the derabbanan. The deraisa, you don't need a migu because you have the tzuvas haPesach. The derabbanan, you need the migu. And heinein divrei atur, that you need the, that even you're even allowed to be metal to derabbanan. We have to understand is what the Rosh writes, that it's a milsa de pshita. He says that the Rif was mashmit, this name of Rava, because it's a milsa de pshita. Because since you have three walls, we say migu. So if he was intending to say, you don't need the migu, say to see, you don't need the migu, you can do without the migu. He says, you do need the migu. Why do you need the migu for the derabbanan? Why is it so pashit that you have a migu? If it's a wall for sukkah, why should it necessarily be a wall for Shabbos? You have three walls for sukkah. So why should it work for Shabbos? Shabbos, you need a fourth wall. You need something, a lechi, a kola, something. If it's a mavli, if it's a chatzi, you need a pas arba. So what's why is it a milsa de pshita? We have to understand pshat in the rosh. Why is it a milsa de pshita that we're going to say this migu? Migu d'avei dofen, and that's why the Rif didn't pass in it. Because migu d'avei dofen, linyan sukkah, avei dofen, linyan Shabbos, is a milsa de pshita. What's the pshitus bechla? What's the pshitus bechla? Where's the fourth wall on Shabbos? You're right. It works for sukkah walls. But Shabbos, you need a fourth wall. Where's the fourth wall? That's what we have to understand. So it appears foul. So we mentioned earlier that it's hard to understand this, that the migu should work derabbanan. Because where's the fourth wall? So the truth is that the mi'iri already asked this in the name of the Gedolei HaDolos, that if the migu is effective to be matil, if the migu is effective to be matil derabbanan, and why? Because you're right, let's say that this tefach and the tzuras haPesach is a doifen gamur, it's an absolute wall, you still only have three walls. So the ritva, after he asks, like the kasha of the Rosh, who asked, as we saw in the previous year, that since we require a tzuras haPesach, you no longer require a migu. He writes that even though be'alma asir l'taltel, ela b'gimel mechitzas gemura yisvalechi yokorah b'ruach levis, zok the ritva. That even though you're not allowed to carry, unless you have three complete walls, and a lechi yokorah in the fourth wall, here the gabe sukkah, Metaltele b'Shabbos shela b'chol ha'sukkah. The Talmud ki boy be'alma, reading the Lashon of the Ritva. Ki boy be'alma tfei migimel mechitzis mid'rabbanon be'alma hu v'hacha ukmu adin toiro. The migud hu doifen le'inyan sukkah haveinami doifen le'inyan Shabbos. That he says that normally on Shabbos you need a fourth wall, something in the fourth direction, a lechi, a koira, something. But here, legabe sukkah, you're allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos. In this sukkah, you're allowed to take from the Rosh Hashayochid. If it's tzamut to the house, you take from the Rosh Hashayochid into the sukkah, so it's not transferring, it's one of the Rosh Hashayochid, because the sukkah is considered, even legabe Shabbos, it's considered a Rosh Hashayochid, or any other tzio, it's tzio of Rashi. But the sukkah is considered a Rosh Hashayochid even for Shabbos. Because normally you need more than three mechitzas to Rabbanan. And here the rabbis were mamir v'achu kumu adin Torah. Here the rabbis said that you can just follow din Torah. You don't really have to follow the Rabbanan here. I'm needing the fourth wall. The fourth wall is only that the lechi, the koira, is only a din de Rabbanan. Midoraisa, you don't need it. And here the rabbis, ukumu adin Torah. Here the rabbis established it al din Torah. The migu du doifen linyan sukkah is also doifen linyan Shabbos. You see in the ritva al derech mashakasa baran that we need a migu to be matir the tiltel, even the rabbanon. You need to come on to the migu to be matir the tiltel the rabbanon. But from the ritva we see that it's mutter to be metaltel is not because migu da havi doifen the sukkah, it also works linyan Shabbos, that we require it mid the rabbanon. But rather, here ukumua adin toira, that three walls are enough. So we see from the Ritva It's not shaykh to be matir and to be mekayim the takonot derabbanan al yedei migu. Like the Meiri asked, there are only three walls. If there are only three walls, then how are you mekayim the din derabbanan with three walls, migu shmigu? It's very nice to have the migu. I'm not chashon making fun of the migu, but I'm saying in this context, the migu is gevaldik, but only midin Torah. But midirabbanan, I'm chashon minyan izuzu. But the Rabbanan, the Migu is not going to get us anywhere. Because mit Rabbanan, you still need the fourth wall. That's the Meiri's Kasha. And the teretz of the Ritva is, ukmua din Torah. That we say, okay, you don't need the Rabbanan. You don't need to come on to the Rabbanan. You don't need to satisfy the Rabbanan. But rather, midin Torah, it's all beseder. Midin Torah, you have three walls, and that's enough. B'divrei haritva tmuim, that this ritva zeir shver, because he's coming to explain a member of Rova, that migud avidoifin l'sukkah, avidoifin l'shabbos. According to ritva, there is no migud. The three walls are three kashrut walls, and the fourth wall you don't need a migud for. Ukamu adin Torah. And mehechet esi that ukamu adin Torah. Why shouldn't you need the fourth wall like the Kanas Chachamim? So how does the Ritva explain Rava to be saying Ukmu Adin Torah when Rava comes down to the Migu, when the Ritva is saying you don't need the Migu? Because Ukmu Adin Torah. Adin Torah, you just need three walls and you don't need to come down to any Migu. He's explaining Rava who says you do need a Migu. And also Mehechi Teisi, you don't need the fourth wall. That's what we have to understand in this Ritva. Gevaldik. It's Ech Navin et HaRitva. והנירה לבויר בדעס הריטבו. וריצגאוס writes as follows, בשבס שבסייך ימי הסוכו, מותר לטלטל בו בסוכו, אף אגב דגבי שבס באינן דלת מחיצס, וגבי סוכו שתיים כוחסם ושליס אפילו טפח, אפילו אוכי מטלטלם בסייכו בו איסי שבס, ולאם משווינן לסוכו לחצוין, בישיב הקשר לשתמש בסייכו הסוכו, אלא מיגו דהבי מחיצס לעניין סוכו, הווי נמי מחיצס לגבי שבס, ומטלטלן בסויכו. Ritz Geus writes, Shabbos during Sukkos, it's mutter to carry in the Sukkah, even though regarding Shabbos you need four walls, and regarding Sukkah, two kehilchasan, and the third even a tefach. Nevertheless, just translating the Ritzgeus, you're metaltil b'soicha bo'is ha-shabbos. And we don't make it a half sukkah. That it's kosher to sit in, but you're not allowed to be mishtamish b'soicha. You're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to carry it. No. Since it's mechitzis le'inyin sukkah, it's also mechitzis le'gabe shabbos, and tiltol is doch mutter. Nire mevur midivrei hamaretz geus dovor chodosh. We have a naye zach, a chiddush from the maretz geus. And that is that he writes the reason we say migu is we don't want to make it a halbis sukkah, a half a sukkah. That you can sit in it, it's a kosher sukkah, but you can't be mishtamish b'seicha. What does he mean by a half a sukkah? It's a complete sukkah. Just it's also to be metalto. So what the Ritz Geus is saying, that the Isser Tiltul macht a sukkah lechatzoin. If it's Osir to be metaltil, that's what makes it a half a sukkah. And the reason would appear to be that sukkah's pshat, that it's a diro. The cheftz of sukkah is that it's ke'ein diro. And if you can't use it, that's not a diro. You ever see a diro you can't use? What good is the diro if you can't use it? You see the same lashon in the Itzar Hagaonim. Rosh Hagaonim says, "Lagabi suka kaim lenuchas the shtaim kishkuchas and shlis afilu tefach ksheira vavidira." The kevin shematalklin begavo kol yimei sechag kad mismami or misrami or Shabbos b'soich hanech yimei suka metaltul ba boise Shabbos. V'li mashvinen la lachatzoyin the miktsas yimei nofi kidei chovase begavo u'miktsas yimei asirinu asrinanu. Very interesting. He writes, "Lagabi suka we pass in halachas shnayim kishkuchas and shlis afilu tefach." And it's a dira. And since you're metalkal in it, all your mice are chag, when Shabbos comes out in these days of Sukkah, you're metaltel on that Shabbos, and we don't make it a half a Sukkah. That part of the day you're Yotze, that part of the day is your Yotze, and part of the day is your not. So Yosef mentions this half a Sukkah, and at the beginning he writes, Bahavya Dira. It's a Dira. And he says that since you're metaltel all your Mos HaChag, therefore you're also allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos. So we see Lahedja, like we said, that the Cheftz of Sukkah is a Dira, and the Tiltol is included in the Ke'en Dira. And if you say you're metaltel, Kol Yemay Sachag u'b'Shabbos lo, so you're making a half a Sukkah. That's not a Dira. Not a Dira if you can't be metaltel. So how can it be, says the Itzar HaGoinim, that it's going to be a Sukkah not on Shabbos, but on Shabbos is not going to be a Sukkah? How is it not going to be a Sukkah? Because you're not allowed to be metaltel. If you're not allowed to be metaltel, it's not a Dira. So it can't be some Hamele, it's going to be a Dira throughout. That we say migudlin and doifin the Shabbos is not just because of the hechsher mechitza. That since it's choshev kedoifin the sukkah, it's considered a doifin the Shabbos. But rather, yisoidim mishum din beetzem achefta shel sukkah. That you can't make a sukkah lechatzoin and lehishtamish besorcha asura. Not just the din and mechitzas. It's the din and the cheftz of sukkah. Can't be, sometimes you can use it and sometimes you can't. And that's the aside of the migu. Migu davi doifin linyan sukkah. Since it's a doifin linyan sukkah and it makes it a proper dira, it's a proper dira for a sukkah. So it's also a doifin for Shabbos and it's a proper dira for Shabbos. Now, according to this, it would appear moreover that in the Ritzgeus, we see, like those who show him, that the Nidun of our Sugya, Lenyan Shabbos, that's the Tekonis Chachamim. Because he says Lahedya at the beginning of his words, that even though Lagabe Shabbos we require Dalad Mechitzis, so he's talking about the Din de Rabbanon. Unless you say, hold like the Rambam, which is discussed in a different shir, which is in Dalad Mechitzis and Din Torah. So based on what we said, it would appear that that's Pshat Nar Sugya Lefishitaso, that it's true that Lagabe Shabbos, it's Sri Chachamim Mechitza Raviz. Nevertheless, since Lenyan Sukkah, if we aser it betoto, then it turns out that you made a Sukkah lechatzoin. For the very same reason, we go bas yudin Torah Lenyan Shabbos. In order to be mutter metaltel secha, we don't make a Sukkah lechatzoin. And that's the perush of the migu. That migu that we doifin to make it a dira for Sukkah, it's also going to be on Shabbos doifin to make it a dira for Shabbos. And that's by establishing shel al pidin Torah. And that ritzgeis is going to be pshat in the ritva. That the Ritva says, and it's enough to have three walls, that's the reason of the Gemara of the Migu. Since it's a doifin linyan sukkah, and it's a dira linyan sukkah, so it's also a dira linyan Shabbos. If you can use it as a sukkah and be metaltel the sukkah during the week, it's your dira during the week, so it's also going to be a dira linyan Shabbos. It can't be a sukkah lechatzayin. Sometimes it is a sukkah, sometimes it isn't a sukkah, it's the same structure. Because the whole cheftz of sukkah is to be matir tilto. And therefore, that's pshat in the Ritva that ukmu adin Torah lenyan Shabbos. That's why ukmu adin Torah, because once it's a dira for Sukkah, so ukmu adin Torah to also make it a dira for Shabbos, and you don't need that fourth wall. Gevaldik. So according to this, we can also explain pshat in the Rosh. Based on what we explain, it emerges that there are two aspects of this migu, that be'ikroi, the migu is miyusad on the fact that you can make a sukkah lechatzayim, sometimes yes a sukkah, sometimes not a sukkah, and memela we need a heter tilto. However, in yemechitza shlishis, we need to be mechadesh another migu, that it's a mechitza for sukkah, it's also considered a mechitza for Shabbos, because l'inyan din Torah we require a mechitza shlishis l'Shabbos. And therefore he holds that linyan mechitza revius, that's takanas chachamim. So this migu is going to help us, that you can't be the mechalek between a sukkah and other matters to be a metaltel on Shabbos. And that's why he writes, it's a milsa de pshita denukme adin Torah. He says the Rif doesn't have to paskin it, because it's a milsa de pshita that we're going to be Mamed Adin Torah. And it's only le'inyan anidon the mechitza shlishis. But if you wouldn't require a tzuras ha-pesach, there you would need a migu, that it's a daifin l'inyan sukkah, it's a daifin l'shabbos, that we should make the third wall a mechitza for Shabbos. And that's the Yisod HaChiddush of Rava, that he's coming to teach us. That you can't be mechalek l'inyan tiltel, between Shabbos and during the week, because you can't have a sukkah l'chatzai. And therefore, you consider it a mechitza me'al yisa l'Shabbos. In other words, if the third wall wasn't a good wall, then you would have to come onto the migu. And you would say, the migu, that it's a good wall for sukkah, it's also a good wall for Shabbos. But you don't have to come onto that migu. Why not? Why don't you have to come onto that migu? Because you have a third wall, because you have a tzulas ha-pesa. So midaraisa, you're set. And what about the fourth wall? She says, the milsa d'pshita duk mu'adin toira. Why is it a milsa d'pshita duk mu'adin toira? Because you can't have a sukkah l'chatzayin. Can't be sometimes yes a diva and sometimes not a diva. So if the rif doesn't have to paskin it because it's pashit, shuk mu'adin toira. You can't be mechalek a sukkah l'chatzayin. Avad, if it's a sukkah during the week, it's also going to be a sukkah. If you're going to be metaltal during the week, you're also going to be metaltal on Shabbos. Because the etzim cheftz of a sukkah is that it's a diva. And that's pshat in the rif, that it's a davar pashut, that you're ma'amad adin toira. It's how you mechalek a sukkah l'chatzayin and say sometimes it's a dira and sometimes not a dira. It's a dira during the week. It's a dira on Shabbos. And we see this in the Rosh himself, because the Rosh there, talking about the sugya about pesi biros, making the L-shaped walls at the four corners, right? Tzir rabbi pesi biros ksheira b'Shabbos the sukkah. It's kosher on Shabbos the sukkah. For mishum mitzvah sukkah hitiru. After talta b'shabbat sukkah, he says it's mutar al mitzvah sukkah. V'chein kosev says the rosh. It's geus to mutar talta b'al midi davar shtaim kilos amshit lafilu tefach. You're allowed to carry in it, just like you're allowed to carry two kehil kalacha and the third a filu a tefach. So what does the Ritz Geir say? The Ritz Geir says that it's out. You can't have a sukkah of a chatzayin. And the Rosh brings that down. The Rosh also says that it's mishum mitzvah sukkah. You're a matir peti biros mishum mitzvah sukkah. It's not mishum mitzvah sukkah. It's because you have a migu. A migu that works for sukkah, it also works for Shabbos. It's not mishum mitzvah sukkah. So the answer is no. Like the Ritz Geis. You can't have a sukkah of a chatzayin. Can't be half a sukkah. So migu that it's it works for sukkah, it also works for Shabbos. Just like two kilvasim, just a filu tefach, you can't have a chatzi. Sukkah l'chatzayim, because if it's a dira, it's a dira, even for Shabbos. So what then the pesi biros? Mishum mitzvah sukkah. Since it's considered a dira for sukkah, these pesi biros, even though for Shabbos it wouldn't be for people, nevertheless it is, because you can't have a sukkah l'chatzayim. Because you can't have a sukkah that it's a dira during the rest of the week, and not on Shabbos. Once it's a dira, it's a dira. So now we have a gevaldika mahalach in the sugya, and pshat in the rosh, and pshat in the ritva, and pshat in the ritzgeus. An understanding of this migu, it's mamish hafli v'fela muyridik. Baruch Hashem v'rizeche. Baruch Elokeinu shebanu l'chvoidoi, v'vdilanu min ha'toyim, v'nosan lanu toiras emes. We learn such kishmak ha'toyra. Ever in Eretz Yisrael, she was based on the Torah of Kuntzler, it's the Shlita. So most of my shiurim, I base on the Torah of Rabbi Seinu Nishmasim Eden, but the Rav Kuntzler is still alive and well, b'ez 120 years, so you can go visit him. My chaverim likes his shiurim, and he went to visit him. He went to his house. He brought his svarim, and he spoke to him. Very, very sweet Jew, with incredible Torah. So Baruch Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. We have a lot more to say about the sugya. Rebbe has a lot more to say about the sugya. So b'li neder, hopefully we'll get to it. And please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.